Well, hello people. Now I've got a video here for you may not have seen. Now I've given you two links below for it because the other one gives you a bit more explanation. But I'll let you watch it and then we can talk about it afterwards. Okay, so this is in Iraq, and this is at a motorcycle meet. Now, if you read the Daily Mail's sort of thing, it's all about men attacking, loads of groups of men attacking a female. And apparently this female's only 17 years old. How they knew that, I don't know. But it's very biased reporting. But it does push the narrative that femons are all victims. But women had been banned from this motorcycle meet. And this femon apparently showed up immodestly dressed. And of course, she's not immodestly dressed for us. Especially where I live in the UK here. Femons just go out as if they're going down to the strip club and going to swing around the pole. And that's in the grocery store. And I must admit, to me, it's disgusting. But if you think of the traditional dress in Iraq for a femon, this was a bit immodest. Anyway, apparently she went there with her boyfriend or a guy. Now, he must have known she shouldn't have been there. Then apparently the man attacked him too and he got slightly stabbed. I don't think seriously. But the papers want you to believe that these men just saw a female and attacked her as they always do. I mean, look how many men are going after her. I mean, she's obviously pissed people off there. And there's some guys down below on the Daily Mail, obviously white knights, who were saying things like, oh, this femon must have been terrified. And another one said, oh, men aren't supposed to act like that, they're supposed to protect femons. Oh yeah, look where that's got men. This femon knew exactly what she was doing. I mean, if you take a quick look at the video, there's no other femons there, is there? And I believe these men got pissed off because she wasn't supposed to be there and she knew it. Not so much about the immodest dressing. And of course, these men must have seen the Western world and Europe how femons are acting without any laws. And just maybe they don't want their country to go that way. And you let this femon get away with something like that when she knows she's not supposed to be there. The next time there'll be 5 femons. And the next time there'll be 20 femons. Anyway, that's just my thoughts on the thing. They didn't hurt the femon. But I believe they did get arrested, at least I think 16 of them did. Whether they'll be charged or not, I don't know. But let me know what you think. Because our rules and regulations are different from other countries. And just because they're different doesn't mean to say they're wrong, does it? And I would like just some of the rules they have in Iraq to be put on femons in the Western world and European. But they're free to roam anywhere and do anything, aren't they? And causing chaos and havoc everywhere. Now, I'm not condoning physical violence towards femons, but it looks to me like they just wanted her out of there so they could get on with the motorcycle meet without any distractions. Watch out, guys. This is a tricky one.